My youngest son, Norman, who is now serving with the UN in Chad, protecting vulnerable human beings from other humans, was only 12 when he brought home an injured hooded crow, suffering severe pecks in that protective process. We built the bird bigger and bigger cages as time went by. To this day we call it a him because the kids immediately named it Jack. It could just as easily be Jacqueline. He or she is still a bit of a baby. We hand feed him, and he hollers for food if he hears noise coming from the kitchen. We always felt that he might have developed an avian form of special needs because of his injuries and his restricted upbringing. But he taught us a masterclass about nature's commonality last summer that we are still wrestling to come to terms with. Going abroad on holidays, we arranged for the neighbour's children to come in and feed him daily, and their mother made sure they did so. The kids loved the chore, but of course they only visited once a day, looked after the bird and left. He didn't get to have his usual pull the stick or hide the pebble game, and he didn't have my wife sitting in the large cage with him, chatting to him and petting his beak. A fortnight passed. We arrived back, and I was unpacking cases in the kitchen when I heard the most awful, high-pitched screeching. I ran out to see the crow stretched out on the ground at my wife's feet, wings spread, head squirming in the dust, making this unearthly sound. For the first time ever, he allowed her to stroke his entire body while she talked softly to him. The realization that this poor bird could suffer so badly from an absence of emotional contact, and the recognition that a single hooded crow needs touching and talking to as much as mere food, has altered our holiday plans forever.